What's being passed out was the same material that was in your council packet. There's been no changes on anything. What I have for you this morning is a proposed agreement between the City of Seaford and Sussex County to handle the wastewater from the Blade Sanitary Sewer District. There's an existing agreement already in place. That agreement has expired. The proposed agreement was negotiated by the Sussex County Administrator, the Finance Administrator, and representatives of the Engineering Department. Seaford was represented by the City Manager, the Assistant City Manager, and the Public Works Director. It has been reviewed by the attorneys on both sides, and it's now being presented to you folks today. Just a couple things. The current limits or current boundaries of the Blade Sanitary Sewer District are the corporate limits of the City of Seaford. The City of Blades. There's language in this agreement that would allow expansion outside of the Blades corporate limits. We also met with representatives from the town of Blades just to review this more or less as a courtesy so that they are aware of what is taking place in their own backyard. And basically, the proposed agreement is the same as the existing document. There's been some changes in the sampling requirements, and there was a small increase in the administrative fees that the city is now charging us. And that's pretty much all I have. I have a motion.
Let's hear the motion.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the proposed public works agreement with the City of Seaford in order to continue to provide treatment of wastewater discharge for the Blade Sanitary Sewer District as presented on October 12th, 2010.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the agreement. Read by Gary. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mr. Jones.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
The item I have on the agenda today is the balance and change order and substantial completion for the Sussex County Admin Building roof replacement project that we did. Contract number 0703, built by Quality Exteriors Incorporated. The balancing change order takes care of 9 minor construction changes we had for a credit total of $15,000, and it deletes the 5 contingent items that we didn't have to use that amounted to a credit of $30,587, and which basically is a total of $45,587 credit to the contract. The change order also increases the time by 61 calendar days, basically due to wind, snow, and rain. As you recall, last August is when the monsoon started. Of course, that's when we started the job, too. Kept getting wet. So basically, that would increase 61 calendar days, and it makes a substantial completion of January 28, 2010. Any questions? I have a motion. May I read it?
Please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Studio Jade, that the balancing change order for the Sussex County contract number 0703, Sussex County Administration Building roof replacement with Quality Exteriors Incorporated, be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $45,587 for a new contract total of $450,000 and increases the contract time by 61 calendar days. Substantial completion is granted effective January 28, 2010, that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the change order. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Does this pretty much get us to the finish line, in your opinion?
Pretty well. The one thing we have is the chimneys themselves. are absorbing a little water when we have a nor'easter, and we get a little bit of water in, well, Gary's room had just a little stain on his ceiling, and Patty did. So we still have to address something around the 11, well, not even the 11 chimneys, only like two or three that actually, through age, absorb water.
But the days of buckets in every upstairs office is over.
I haven't seen, or every time it rains, I go around, and that's the only areas that have leaks is under the wall of the chimneys so far. Of course, we still have the guarantee.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Grant request, Ms. Webb.
Thank you. The first one today, Delmarva Forest.
Yes, that is, they do a poker run there at Holtz Landing. And it was canceled this year, so let's just defer on that one to see if they still need the funding.
Okay.
It had rained two times in a row, and I don't believe it's rescheduled, but so I'd like to pass on that.
Okay.
We just put it on for next week.
Next week, okay.
Yeah, just do it that way.
Ocean View Historical Society.
Did I have a number on there anywhere?
Yes, you did, 5,000.
Okay. I would like to then give to the Ocean View Historical Society for the restoration of one of their old houses there in town. I think they're going to use it for a museum or something. And I'd like to give 5,000 of my discretionary fund to that.
Second the motion.
Motion and a second. Did you say 5,000?
$5,000.
Okay, the Ocean View Historical Society for the restoration of their historical house. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra.
How much are they asking?
They're requesting $1,500.
Well, they do have where they have some performances. I know they're out of, they're not exactly a Sussex County operation, but they do have these functions in, I know, Ocean View and other areas. Is there a list on
Eastern
there?
Eastern Shore residents.
Right, but
oh, yes, I'm sorry. Bethany Beach, Ocean View, and Millville area.
Right, so pretty much they have them in there. I'd like to get $500, and if we could target that to the functions they use here and or when they have them in Ocean View and their surrounding area. Not for an Ancock.
Okay.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. What was the amount?
What are we doing
500.
Here?
We're giving some money to the Mid-Atlantic Symphony Orchestra, because I know you're a supporter of the arts, and you probably go to all the performances.
I bet I do.
Well, I know you do.
That $500 from your account.
And I'm giving $500, but I want it to be targeted for Sussex County.
Okay. Motion and a second to that effect. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Indian River High School.
God, this must be my big day. Well, I've laid LOSA for so long. Indian River, if you've ever been to any of their football or basketball games in this gym, they got this tiny little American flag, and it is not appropriate. We need a big American flag. So I told them I'd help them with purchasing one, and I think we looked into some cost, or somebody did for me, I forget, and I believe how much is there a Chip, remember how much money total for two flags?
If this is your what you mean.
You remember basically
$300.
Did I say okay? There you go. That's good. Okay.
Did that one help you?
That's it. $300.
I just added them up.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to donate $300 to the Indian River High School to purchase a couple flags, and I'm going to give them a Sussex County flag. So we get all three flags: Delaware, United States, and Sussex County.
Okay. Second. I have a motion and a second. Give $300 from Mr. Cole's account in Indian River School District. Is there any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Or excuse me, Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
And Sam, you better go check out Sussex Central that we don't have a bigger flag.
I was thinking you're going to get us to all these other schools, aren't you, George?
Well, I don't want to have a bigger flag than you, Sam.
Town of Georgetown for Return Day. Ms. Deaver, have they made a specific, or excuse me, Ms. Webb, have they made a specific request?
I believe they made the request today to you, Mr. Baker. Is it for the website advertising?
Yeah, they requested support for sponsorship of their Return Day reception at the Fire Hall. which is open, as I understand it, is open to the public, and
they asked for a certain amount, or
no, they didn't ask for a certain amount.
Now, what have we in the past we used to give a donation every 2 years to the
and that's out of county council
do
grants.
We give to the Return Day Committee, which is
right.
a separate organization.
Right. And we still do that.
Right.
That hadn't changed. Yes. Have we cut that back or anything, or was it still the same amount?
It was cut.
Same.
It was cut when we went to when we were cutting grants 4% that budget year. This year in the budget is $12,000. I think it is the same. Yeah, I think we've been doing 12.
But that, the money for Return Day Committee does not go towards this.
No.
For the town.
Oh, the representative from the George.
Oh, town of Georgetown. I'm sorry.
It's been the same.
Okay.
I stand corrected.
And they didn't specify a sponsorship value.
Do we have funds where you got this other $12,000? Is there still some funds in that account?
Could be.
Could be. Okay, I'll make a motion. We give $5,000.
Chew. I don't think
that'll cover a lot of food.
No.
500.
There's a lot of people come to Returns Day.
I do know previous when you did Town of Georgetown for Return Day in 08 for website advertising, the council did $50 a piece for $250.
Oh, just
for
the web?
Just for a point of reference.
Oh, this is just for the website.
This is for the reception.
But this is for a different reason.
This is for the reception. That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm giving you an example of what we did before to help them on return.
I mean, 30,000 people show up.
200 a piece would be $1,000.
200 each.
That's not enough.
$1,000.
Okay. I can eat that much. That's not enough.
Okay.
I know you're running for re-election.
No, no. I don't run in Georgetown. I don't run in Georgetown.
Quite that
and
that,
this functions after the election. So
that's correct. After
I think we ought to double that. I mean, there's a lot of people go in and eat that food. And
so you think we should do 400?
Well, I would say I would make the suggestion we do 400. Is that okay, Sam?
That's okay.
If it's okay with Sam, it's okay with me.
Okay. We have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Wilson, to give 400 from each councilmanic account to the town of Georgetown to help with their
reception. Hopefully the press will note that I fought for that. I'm fighting.
Sure they will, George.
All the politicians are fighting right now for things. I'm fighting for the food.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Well, if I bet George, maybe we better go up another $500.
Don't start. And they start fighting. Fight.
Slush wars. Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sam, that's how you sling it.
That's how you sling it.
Mr. Moore, do you have any proposed ordinances?
Yes, I have three, Mr. President. The first one, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a private school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 2.0 acres, more or less. And it's a conditional use filed on behalf of Freedom Worship Center.
I'll introduce it.
The second is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a fire department substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 4.9652 acres, more or less, and it's conditional use filed on behalf of Laurel Fire Department, Inc. And the third is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a fire department substation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 16.62 acres, more or less. It's a conditional use filed on behalf of Ellendale Volunteer Fire Company, Inc.
I'll introduce it.
Our companies are expanding.
Those are all of the ordinances to be introduced.
Okay. We have a couple of folks who'd like to address the council today. Mr. Walsh. Let's see. It references manufactured home ordinances. We do have those public hearings this afternoon.
That's correct, sir. I have a problem, and several of us have a problem with the agenda. According to the Planning and Zoning Commission, previously, two of the proposed ordinances were approved and sent to the council. The other two were deferred to be rewritten. And on your agenda, all four are noted for introduction and public hearings this afternoon. My concern is what happened? Because supposedly, the other two ordinances are going to be discussed by planning and zoning this coming Thursday evening.
I suspect that's a legal question. We are going into executive session for legal issues. Is it something we would want to discuss?
Well, no, it's ordinance. It's by ordinance. Mm-hmm. We have to.
Mr. Lank isn't here, but I think what happened is when they advertised the Planning and Zoning Commission hearings, they also advertised the County Council hearings. And so that the advertisement was done, you know, weeks in advance. So it was right. It was advertised, you know, not realizing what action or inaction, whatever, that the Planning and Zoning Commission would take on the ordinances.
It's okay. Not an introduction. They've already been introduced.
Right.
So what we'll do, we can't vote on it anyway. But what we will hear is what they heard, and then we'll also hear from Mr. Lank the reasons why they're deferring and what they want to rewrite. So we basically get brought up to snuff. Everything gets deferred. We can leave the record open and continue it. So it's just basically how we've always operated.
That's normal procedure, isn't it, George?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's by word. Is it by ordinance, Everett? Is it?
That's the way they're advertised.
Yeah, I think there's a stipulation. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you,
Mr. Moore. One other item, and this was brought up in an email that was sent to all of you, and including Mr. Moore and Mr. Baker, that Mrs. Boucher, who was on the ad hoc committee, is concerned that the ordinances that were presented, or proposed ordinances that were presented, were not brought before the ad hoc committee for discussion and possible tweaking if necessary, that it went directly to planning and zoning instead. One of the problems that cropped up is some of you may be aware of and some of you may not be, that there was an opinion already written by the Attorney General's office concerning the definition of manufactured housing. And with permission, Mr. Baker, I brought up copies of that opinion, and one for everyone.
Thank you, sir. Now, who just did a definition has come from who?
This was from the Attorney General's office, the Fraud Division and Consumer Protection. And while it specifically refers to a development called Nobles Pond in Kent County, the discussion revolves around the definition of manufactured home. The argument that was made against Nobles Pond being considered under Chapter 70, which was the manufactured home law in state law, was that modular homes are not manufactured homes. This was taken up by the Relocation Trust Authority. An opinion was sought from the Attorney General's office. And the Attorney General's office said, no, it is our opinion and our finding that modular housing on rented land falls under Chapter 70. So technically, the definition that's being discussed in the proposed ordinance could use some further clarity to be in accordance with the finding of the Attorney General's office, which I believe Mr. Moore has the force of law until or unless overturned by court. Am I correct?
That will be something we can discuss at the public hearing.
But is my interpretation correct that generally speaking that's...
This is public comment time, and we can discuss this at the public hearing.
Sure, okay.
When we have that.
Anything else, sir?
Okay, sir. No, that's it. It's.
I think you might want this is on the bottom of this pile you gave us. That's your notes or something there. That's
your it is. Thank you very much, sir. This is my copy of the one. Thank you.
Thank you. Bobby Hembrick.
Thank you. Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Dixie Boucher had asked that this be read into the record, the email that she sent. Would you like me to read this now, or should I wait until the public hearing?
I would think public hearing.
Yes. It would be more appropriate public hearing.
Okay. Then I shall do that, because I do think that it's important pertaining to these ordinances.
Sure.
So I'll do that later. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Make a motion, we adjourn to...
There's one additional item, additional business, and for point of personal privilege. Sussex County Bar lost a member last night, and more recently he was associated with our law firm. Greg Williams had to retire approximately a year ago. He had originally practiced with the firm of Hudson J. Work and Williams. He was then stricken with MS. He had his own law firm. He was very well known in Sussex County and State Bar for his work in real estate law and specifically on condominium because of his condominium expertise. He became of counsel of our firm a few years ago, approximately a year ago, because of the ravages of the disease. He had to resign his membership as member of the bar, and he passed away last night. So I just wanted to indicate that. He always kept a great attitude, always had a smile. He handled a very difficult disease with a great deal of dignity. And last week, when they had the bike to the beach, he made sure there was some articles about his team in the local press, and he was outside the whole day because he wanted to be able to greet his team and be with his team. So he'll definitely be missed. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to go to executive session for personnel pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Go to executive session.
Oh, where could it have gone?